Well, I'm very happy with it, that's for sure. Going into these things and raising people's taxes, you never quite know what the result is going to be. But I think it shows the support that the communities, Joy and Aledo, have for their ambulance service and fire districts. And, it's something that the communities needed. And we were really backed up against the wall and the possibility of not even having an ambulance service or really having to figure something totally different out. This vote shows their support, and we're really appreciative and thank each and every one that got out and voted.
And to recap, the question was asking for what specifically then last night?
Yes, so the state allows the fire districts to levy up to 0.3. And so what we were asking for by referendum, you can go to 0.4, which 0.4 is the maximum the state will allow you to go to. But you have to go there by referendum. So the referendum basically asked if we could raise our levy from 0.3 to 0.4. And so it wasn't a huge increase financially for people, but it's an increase in your taxes.
So now what's next? Aledo and Joy Fire Protection Districts, they approve this referendum. There is going to be an additional question for City of Keysburg and then the Seton Fire Protection District come this fall. Is that right?
That is correct. In the fall, Seton and the city of Keysburg will have basically the same type of referendum going, trying to get approval from their voters as well. The city of Keysburg is actually looking into trying to create a fire protection district also. So I'm not sure how all that referendum will look for them, but they're trying to create a fire district. Right now, they're just paying out of their city general fund for the ambulance service.